shut down or not, because for all we know, the Congress might get off their butts and reopen the government by midnight, or at least the folks with the monitoring vans might be back in there in the morning. We're sitting here waiting for the results of the special election for New Jersey that Governor Fred Flintstone Christie decided to have in October, because he was just scared, you know whatless, of being driven out of office on the coattails of Newark Mayor Cory Booker. What is Fred Christie Flintstone afraid of? This is New Jersey Pirate Radio with continuing coverage of the senatorial election to fill the seat vacated by former Senator Frank Lautenberg, who passed away this spring. Today in the New York Times, actually yesterday in the New York Times, Kate Zerinke wrote that the special election to fill New Jersey's open seat in the United States Senate has caused so much confusion that even the Republican National Committee sent out a Twitter message earlier this week encouraging voters to go to the polls on Tuesday. The election, in fact, today, Wednesday, as President Obama noted five times in the video he was Cory Booker of Newark. Polls closed tonight at 8 p.m. Mr. Booker, mayor of the state's largest city with a Twitter following six times its population, has tried in the final days to make the special election a referendum on the government shutdown, casting his Republican opponent, Steve Lonigan, as a Tea Party obstructionist. Mr. Lonigan, a former mayor of Bogota, New Jersey, and state director of Americans for Prosperity, the libertarian advocacy group that helped nurture the Tea Party, has raised only a fraction of the money Mr. Booker has, but he's campaigned aggressively, playing on Mr. Booker's celebrity status to argue that he cares more about his national profile than representing New Jersey. Your broadcaster's note, arguably someone could make the same about Governor Fred Christie Flintstone. In the last several weeks, Mr. Lonigan has held rallies with Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, and Rick Perry. A last-minute poll by Quinnipiac showed Mr. Booker leading easily by 54-40 among likely voters with a 2.4-point margin of error. But recent polls had shown a slightly tighter race, and in fact, as results are showing this evening, it is in fact a slightly tighter race. Governor Fred Flintstone Christie, a Republican, called for the special election at a projected cost of a measly $24 million for the storm-ravaged state, which could easily afford it in June, following the death of Senator Frank Hollander, who represented the state for 5 years. Wait for 3 weeks, Governor Christie Flintstone. That election will be more typically on a Tuesday, so it won't confuse people who want to vote for Governor Flintstone. Mr. Christie vetoed a bill that would have consolidated the 2 days, arguing it would cause unnecessary voter confusion. Christie must think New Jerseyites are as dumb as he is. Wow. This is New Jersey Pirate Radio. What's the story here? Is the black dude going to win or is the Tea Party dude going to win? This is New Jersey Pirate Radio on 6925 kilohertz. Whistle a tune. Why not the music? But then again, Tipper Gore wasn't much a friend of music either. Does anybody remember when United Militia Patriot Radio was taunting Dave France when he was on live on WWRB? We're hanging out here waiting for the results of the New Jersey election on New Jersey Pirate Radio. Just to mention that if you're looking for a really good blog with information about shortwave radio and pirate broadcasting, you might want to take a look at swelling.com. That's swelling.com, a great blog by a guy named Thomas who covers activity on the shortwave radio bands and has been posting recordings of pirate radio transmissions lately. This is New Jersey Pirate Radio awaiting the results of the special election of Newark Mayor Cory Booker against former Bogota Mayor Steve Lonigan in the great Garden State of New Jersey. Yeah, go ahead. Someone's tuning up here. They've probably got something more interesting than this godforsaken New Jersey election anyway. So, good riddance from the state of New Jersey.